fired up. Hey, what's up? It's Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com. Hope you're out there having the best day ever, moving mountains, taking action on your passion, living life on your terms. Man, oh woman, have we got an action-packed, content-driven, Triple M podcast for you today. Today, we're talking about destiny, your destiny, and how to start controlling it. Can you stay fired up? Today, we're going to move some serious mountains, and the inspiration for today's show comes from one of my earliest mentors, the great Tony Robbins. Now, as many of you may know, I first heard Tony Robbins when I was just a kid, about 10 years old, and you know what? Let's take a quick trip down memory lane here, a quick trip back inside the time machine to when I was just a kid. Like I said, about 10 years old, growing up in the small town of Canton, Massachusetts. At least it was small back then. Man, it's changed significantly since I was a youngin'. But there I was, little Chuck, and in the spirit of full disclosure here, I was not a great student growing up. In fact, truth be told, I really did not enjoy going to school much at all. I really didn't. For one, I was your classic daydreamer with an undiagnosed case of good old ADD. All my notebooks, this is kind of embarrassing right here, but we're friends, right? By the way, are we friends on Facebook yet? All my notebooks, every single one of them was filled with drawings and doodles and everything and anything but notes. And I remember this like it was yesterday. I remember always gazing outside the window while inside that classroom, dreaming about being, well, anywhere but inside that classroom. And beyond all that, I was an incredibly shy kid. I know, hard to believe me, Chuck Morrison, the outgoing, energetic, master motivator, was once incredibly shy, but it's true. And, you know, I really didn't have a lot of friends growing up. I was a skinny kid, and man, I was picked on a lot. I was picked on nearly every single day for my small size and my shyness, and beyond that, I was very emotional. It didn't take much for me to cry. You know, it still doesn't. I'll man up. See, here's my ADD for you right here. Have you guys, by the way, have you guys seen that video of Mr. Rogers circulating the internet? Fred Rogers, and he was a true inspiration. If you're not familiar with Mr. Rogers, he had a kids' television show. It started back in the 70s, and it aired all the way up to the early 2000s. I used to watch it myself. And Mr. Rogers, he passed away a few years ago, but man, he was ahead of his time. He taught you to think, you know, use your imagination to express your natural gifts and talents. Mr. Rogers was what you would consider a real-life mountain mover. But there's a video up there right now on YouTube, and last time I checked, it had like 6 million hits. And it's basically a remix of Mr. Rogers singing a song called The Garden of Your Mind. It was created using a bunch of archive footage from his old kids' program from PBS, and it was put together by a gentleman named John Boswell. Definitely worth checking out. Anyways, why do I bring this up? I shed a tear. Hey, what could I say? I'm an emotional guy, but I was especially emotional growing up, and I really don't recall a time when I didn't come home from school in tears from being picked on or teased or made fun of. Needless to say, school was not my favorite place to be growing up. And I tell you all this just to give you some background here. You know, one of my great escapes from school, from the name-calling, the teasing, the making fun of, was to occasionally, play hooky from school. Now, let me clarify something here, all right? This was a card that I rarely played. I mean, this was my ace in the hole. This was my great escape when I just needed to get away, you know, get away from all the name-calling and the teasing and the ridicule, and I think we all need those types of days, you know, just days for ourselves to kind of escape, to kind of get away from the outside world and outside conditions and just have some time for yourself. And here you go, back-to-back, another ADD moment right here. What can I say? I'm a ready-fire-aim type of guy, but I want to bring this up. And don't worry, I always bring everything back full circle. But when I was back in college, I went to a small school, Colby Sawyer College, up in northern New Hampshire, where everybody basically knew everybody else. There was a very small student-to-professor ratio, and it was an amazing learning experience on many different levels, academically, socially. You see, I eventually did end up loving learning and education. In fact, I still do. You know, I'm more of a student now than I've ever been before in my life. Knowledge and education and learning, it's become my hobby. It's really my passion. Learning about personal growth and development, business, marketing, sales, success, psychology. And it's not just about learning these things. You know, knowledge, we talk about this all the time, right? Knowledge is great, but it's not power. You got to apply that knowledge. You got to apply that education. It's applied knowledge that's power. But speaking of applied knowledge, back in college, now we're rhyming, back in college, I was taking this wonderful philosophy class with just this amazing teacher. Professor Nisley was her name, and she just really expanded my thinking and really opened up my mind. Again, she, like Mr. Rogers, was one of those teachers that made you think. You know, she challenged you to look at things differently, to question the way things are, to look at things from all different perspectives. You know, for example, there was a lot of open discussion and debates within her classroom on various philosophical theories and principles, and Professor Nisley, what she would do is oftentimes intentionally have you take an opposite side of a discussion or debate just to have you not only see things from a different perspective, but to understand that different perspective. Anyways, she was just amazing. And if you're listening, Amy, we've now got over 100,000 listeners to this podcast. If you're listening, I just want to say I love you and thank you so much for the inspiration, for the motivation, for really expanding my mind. But I want to bring this full circle here. I remember Professor Nisley coming into the classroom one day. It must have been about halfway through the semester. And she instructs everyone in the class to leave their books and notebooks on their desks, that we were going to go outside on the campus quad to play Frisbee. We're having a mental health day. And we ended up playing this really cool game where basically every time you caught the Frisbee, you had to say something that was on your mind. It could be anything. And sure enough, within a couple tosses, there were some serious connections and bonds that were being made, both between students and professor. The conversations that day, I'll never forget that day for the rest of my life. A mental health day. Sometimes we all need that break from the norm, you know? Back to my story here, my mental health day, if you will, and I didn't know that's what it was, but that's exactly what it was. My mental health day when I was growing up was to occasionally, again, very rarely here, stay home from school and pretend to be sick. And look, my parents knew I wasn't sick. Both my parents, they worked full-time jobs, so that meant when I would stay home from school, I would basically have to go to work with one of them. And for me, I mean, it was awesome. I'm not sure how it was for them, but for me, it was awesome. And I especially, one of the things I really truly loved was going on the road with my mother. She worked in outside sales. She was a top producer. And basically, I'd get to travel with her when she went on her various sales appointments and meetings. And I learned more from being on the road with her those days than I ever did inside the classroom. But this one occasion when I'm homesick from school, traveling with my mother on her sales appointments, I remember sitting in her car waiting for her and decided just to randomly hit play on her car's cassette deck. And I had no idea what would come on. I thought maybe it'd be, you know, Rod Stewart or Bon Jovi or Tina Turner or something, something that she might have been listening to. And again, I'm aging myself here. This is back in the days of cassette tapes. So I hit play, and on comes one of the most energizing and charismatic voices I have ever heard before in my life. Sure enough, it was Tony Robbins, and right then and there, I was hooked. He was talking about personal achievement and the unlimited power that lies within each one of us and how to achieve peak states of performance. It was awesome. And I remember like scrambling in the glove box for a napkin and pen. So you have to remember here, I was a kid who all my notebooks were filled with drawings and doodles and sketches, everything and anything but notes. But there I was in that moment, actually taking notes for the first time in my life. When my mother finally came back from her appointment, she heard what I was listening to and must have thought that I was being tortured, not knowing how to hit stop on the cassette. She hit stop, and it was like waking me from a trance. I yelled, "Mom, what are you doing? This is incredible. What am I listening to here?" And she looked at me like I had 10 different heads. I'm telling you, I was not your average kid. But from that day forward, while everyone around me wanted to play for the Red Sox or the Bruins or be a fireman or a police officer, doctor, lawyer, what have you, me, I knew in that exact moment what I wanted to do when I grew up. And if you know my story, by the time I grew up, I was nowhere even close to living my childhood dream. In fact, I joke about it now, but I ended up living what I consider OPD, other people's dreams. And for more than a decade, I bounced around the rat race like it was nobody's business. All the while looking for my dream inside of some job when it was hiding inside of me the entire time. When I finally woke up, I realized that I had been suppressing my dream. I basically talked myself out of it. You know, thoughts like, who am I? What gives me the right? What have I done? You know, those types of negative thoughts almost destroyed me before I even ever got started. I eventually realized, and it took years to discover this, but I eventually realized that it doesn't matter where you start from. What matters is where you finish. See, I discovered that I might not have had all the skills and training that I needed at that time, but I realized that you can acquire the skills, you can acquire the training. You know, for example, you might not be where you want to be right now in life, or perhaps like I was, you might be in a job or career that you dislike, or perhaps you just have a vision to be doing something greater with your life. I'm here to tell you that not only is it possible, it just starts with that first step. You know, everyone around you right now that you see, think about this for a second. I want you to think about this. Everyone that you see around you that's perhaps doing things that someday you'd like to do, I want you to understand that they didn't just get there. You know, they didn't just arrive. They had to follow a certain path. They had to take certain steps. And it all starts with that first step. You know, one of the analogies I like to use, you might have heard me talk about this before, is the gym analogy. You know, when I first started working out a few years ago, I remember walking into the gym and being out of shape and, you know, not knowing how all the equipment works and where everything's located and, you know, seeing all these people around me just in phenomenal shape. And there I am, out of shape, lost, disorganized, and, you know, feeling intimidated, feeling overwhelmed. But what I came to realize is that all those people in phenomenal shape didn't just get that way. You know, no one's born in excellent physique. They have to work at it. They all started in that same position that I was in. You know, that first day, that first step. The same thing goes with creating a successful business or maximizing your unlimited potential. It all begins with the first step. A lot of you might not know that I once had a career in sports radio. I've had a lot of different careers. By the way, zero regrets. Every single experience that I've had in my life has taught me an incredible, valuable lesson and really helped make me the man that I am today. But at the age of 27, I decided to change careers from working in sales and marketing and make the gigantic leap over to sports radio. I wanted to be on air. And look, radio is an incredibly difficult profession to get into. I mean, you can't just walk in off the street and expect to get on the air. So what I did is I swallowed my pride a little bit, took out most of my life savings, and I went back to school to finish up my communications degree. When I was at Colby Sawyer, I was a business major with a minor in communications, and there in my late 20s, went back to school and started as an intern at a local sports radio station in Boston. And I'm telling you, I was a sponge. I mean, my goal, I wanted to be on air. That was the goal. And I learned that. I mean, I really got it during this experience that when you want something bad enough and you're willing to do whatever it takes, everything it takes, and you do not stop until you arrive, you will arrive. So again, I was a sponge. I was coming in on days off, working in every conceivable department that you can think of, from sales and marketing to promotions, on-air, off-air. And eventually, after months of nights, weekends, holidays, you name it, I eventually got my first paying gig working in radio. And it was as a remote engineer. Now, I knew very little about remote engineering. In fact, I knew nothing about remote engineering. But the opportunity was there. And, you know, people just saw how hard I was working, how bad I wanted it, how determined I was. And the point of this is that when you commit to a goal, and I mean really fully 1,000% commit yourself to a goal, when you have that burning desire, you literally take on a new energy. Everything is energy, right? But you literally take on a new energy that people pick up on. You know, I'm reminded right now of the first chapter within Think and Grow Rich when Thomas Edison first meets Edward C. Barnes. If you've read Think and Grow Rich, you might remember Barnes having that burning desire, right? And by the way, desire is identified as that first step towards riches. But Barnes had that burning desire to not just work for Edison, he wanted to work with him. And Edison, when he first met Barnes, if you remember, he came off that train basically looking like a hobo. And Edison recognized that there was something different about Barnes. In his words, I've got the book right here. He said, "He stood there before me, looking like an ordinary tramp, but there was something in the expression of his face which conveyed the impression that he was determined to get what he came after." Edison goes on to say, "I gave him the opportunity he asked for because I saw he had made up his mind to stand by until he succeeded." Edison literally could pick up on Barnes' energy. It wasn't his appearance. Remember, he came to Edison looking like an ordinary tramp. Anyone else and Edison would have passed him off for sure. But there was something different about Barnes. There was a different energy about him. There was something different about his presence. And Edison immediately picked up on that. It was his keen, pulsating, burning desire that got Barnes inside the door with Thomas Edison. And keep in mind, by the way, if you're familiar with the story, he didn't just start working with Edison. It took him more than 5 years to become an associate of Thomas Edison's. And during those 5 years, Barnes was basically just another employee, right? Well, maybe to everyone else, but if you remember the story, in Barnes's mind, during those 5 years, he never lost sight of his goal. While everyone else saw him as just another employee, just another cog in the Edison wheel, as it was put, Barnes saw himself as Edison's partner. That, my friend, that is burning desire. That is having faith. And as we've discussed so many times on these podcasts before, faith is the great mover of mountains. It was no different for me when I pursued my career in sports radio, or even when I launched MakingMountainsMove.com. You know, in sports radio, why did I get offered that part-time position? Part-time, by the way, keep that in mind. Not even on air yet. Why? Because my peers picked up on my energy. They picked up on that conviction that I had to stand by until I succeeded. And sure enough, I got the opportunity to work part-time. You know, you can always apply the knowledge. You can always get the training. And sure enough, I learned the equipment. I learned the ropes. I worked hard all the while staying true to my ultimate vision, my ultimate goal, which was to be on air. And it wasn't before long until I finally did get hired full time. But it was not on air. It was still as a remote engineer. I went from being part-time to full-time. But again, I still saw myself in my mind's eye. I still saw myself as being on air. I never lost sight of that goal. A year or so later, I got another promotion. It still wasn't on air, but now I could actually taste it. I could see it getting closer and closer. This time, I became a full-time producer, started producing the midday show, never giving up on my goal. A few months later, another opportunity presents itself. This time, it was working as the station's production director, basically working on commercials and imaging and things like that. Loved the position, but still, it was not my ultimate quest. It was not the ultimate vision. And did I give up? Did I accept where I was? Hell no. After working more than 2 years of nights, weekends, holidays, you name it, 365, I finally got that first opportunity to be on the air. But it wasn't what I expected. It was giving sports updates every 20 minutes. And this was a dream. I mean, this was really cool. But it was not my ultimate vision. All the while, you have to remember, all the while, I kept that goal firmly planted in my mind. I saw myself on air with my own radio show. Sure enough, within a few months, I finally realized my on-air dream, hosting my very own sports show called The Sports Section. It literally was a dream come true. And this experience, the reason I share this with you, this experience alone taught me so much about fulfilling one's dreams. And I can't help but think of Edward C. Barnes' experience. A lot of similarities here, but it's similar for anyone who's going for their dream. It's the same process at play. There is a process to this. And I'm here to tell you that it does not matter where you start. It doesn't matter where you are. You've heard me say this before. Your history does not equal your destiny. Where do you want to go? You got to intensify that dream. Forget about the things that aren't going the way you want right now. You got to turn that channel off. Where do you want to be? What goals have you been waiting to achieve? What have you been putting off thinking that you don't have the right, that you don't have the talents, that you don't have the skills? If you want it bad enough, if you have that burning desire, you'll acquire the skills. You'll unleash that talent. You'll unleash your natural abilities. I told you at the start of today's podcast that we're going to talk about controlling your destiny. And I wanted to share with you some of my own personal experiences from my life to help you understand that you do have a choice in the matter, that your destiny is not predetermined, that even if you might not be where you want to be in life right now, maybe you're stuck in a job or maybe you failed, maybe you've fallen. Again, your history does not equal your destiny. You can change the course of events in your life. You can change your results. You can plot a new course for your destiny, a better course, a better direction. And what I want to do right here is share with you a powerful quote from the man that literally helped change my destiny, Tony Robbins. He says, "It's not what's happening to you now, or what's happened to you in your past that determines who you become. It's your decisions about what to focus on, what things mean to you, and what you're going to do about them that will determine your ultimate destiny." Now, I want to break down this quote for you and show you how this can help create your ultimate destiny. Number one, what are you focusing on? You know, are you focusing on the things that aren't working in your life right now, or are you focusing on the things that are working? Are you focusing on the reasons why you can't do something? Are you talking yourself out of things before you even get started, or are you focusing on the reasons why you can succeed? What you focus on, you will experience. I was killing my chances of success before I ever got started because I was focusing on all the wrong things. I want you to learn from my mistakes. You know, thoughts like, who am I? What gives me the right? When you change the focus, you change the outcome. You can get the training, right? Those are the thoughts I had. I can get the training. I can get the knowledge. I can get the skills. I am good enough. I am worthy. I do have the skills and talents. What you focus on, you will experience. What are you focusing on? Number two, what things mean to you, right? What definition or meaning are you attaching and associating to the things that are going on in your life right now? By the way, we spent a lot of time on this subject on last week's private Power of Now teleseminar. We'll definitely be doing more of these types of trainings to take you deeper inside the movement, deeper inside these trainings, because the turnout was not only amazing, but the content was flat out life-changing. But I want you to think about this question because it has serious implications on the results you'll create in your life. What are you allowing things to mean to you? Is it an adversity or is it a blessing in disguise? Is it a wake-up call? Is it the greatest opportunity of your life? You are the one who decides. You. I'm just here to remind you to decide to focus on what you want to experience. And lastly, going back to Robin's quote here, what are you going to do about them that will determine your ultimate destiny? What are you going to do about the things going on in your life right now, both the good and the bad, that will determine your ultimate destiny? Are you going to accept the way things are? Are you going to settle? Are you going to continue to let your dream just be a dream? Or are you going to get off your butt and actually do something about it? It all comes down to a decision. Your entire life, think about this, your entire life is a result of all the decisions you have made up until now. And your life will be tomorrow based upon the decisions that you make today. Start making better decisions. Start making better decisions on what you're focusing on what you're allowing outside situations and events to mean. Start making better decisions on the actions that you're going to start taking to move your life forward. If you don't like the way things are going right now, it's up to you to change them. I'm here to challenge you to up your game, to raise your results, to demand more from yourself. 9 times out of 10, we know exactly what needs to be done to increase our success and results. But what stops people from doing the things that they need to do is the 3 things we just talked about. 1, what are they focusing on? 2, the meaning they're attaching to all the things that are going on around them. And 3, what, if anything, they're actually doing about it. Get clear on your goals. Get clear on that passion, that burning desire. Raise that level of passion and excitement. Just like Edward C. Barnes, see yourself doing the very thing that you want to do. Never lose sight of that vision, regardless of where you might be. Hold true to that vision, that ultimate goal. And know that if you persist, if you keep the faith, if you don't give up, that if you keep going until you succeed, success will be yours. My name is Chuck Morrison. The movement taking the entire personal development industry by storm and turning dreamers into achievers from all across the globe is MakingMountainsMove.com. Now listen, it's game time, baby. Your destiny is in your control. Get clear on your goals. See yourself doing the thing that you want to do. You're the one calling the shots. Get out there. Get after it like you've never gotten it after it before. And now say it with me here. Make those mountains move.